today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which you are listening to. Today, we're going to speak about imamology.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan.
Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Al-Qasas, verse 50.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَإِن لَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَن أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
But if they do not respond to you, then know that they only follow their own desires. And who is more astray than one who follows his desire without guidance from Allah? Indeed, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that through a lot of Islamic narrations, the verse has been rendered into those who have not accepted the divine leaders and have relied only on their own thoughts. In other words, man is in need of divine guidance. This guidance sometimes is found in the heavenly book, sometimes in the person of Prophet, and his way of treatment, sometimes in his immaculate vicegerence, and sometimes in the logic of intellect and wisdom. The important thing is that man should be on the line of divine guidance, not on the line of his own sensual desire, so that he can enjoy the rays of this guidance.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
The conduct of the imam we are talking about. Man needs an illustration so that he should know where he is heading to, what actually he is, and what he should be like. Imam is that kind of man like whom every man should be. Imam is an ideal, a specimen, or a living example. Without the guidance of an ideal, man will lose his way. If this ideal is not there to lead him to Allah, the temporal desires will create models for him. If we do not talk of good, do not remember our real models, do not keep them in our vision all the time, and do not look to them without highest esteem and love by practically following them, the devils will distract us and introduce others to us with false propaganda so that we may be inclined towards them. Imam is not only a guide, he is an imam. He is not only a guardian, he is an imam. That is to say, his every action, including worship, eating, drinking, struggling, talking, and remaining silent, is a lesson and model for us. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the need for recognizing the infallible Imam. And at the same time, the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, indicated that through recognizing and acting according to the instructions of the infallible Imams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be worshipped. Bina ubid Allah wa bina uraf Allah. Whoever wants to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain good and profound knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him, should start from knowing the infallible Imams, because the infallible Imams have been the gateways for people to start the intellectual journey in the course of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing their own missions and responsibilities concerning the Islamic religion and ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam indicated it to one of his companions by the name of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, who was a reliable companion of his. In it, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam explicated the point that in order to reaching a profound knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the faithful are expected, or they are required, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and assert and believe the righteousness of his prophet, that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his immediate successor Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we find that imamate has got a very long and important and significant story and background in the Islamic religion, without which the sense and mission of the Islamic religion would be left utterly incomplete. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the philosophy of the existence of the Imam and the list of those philosophies we reach to guardian of the heavenly laws. We know that the divine religions are like a drop of water, pure life-giving and nurturing. But the moment one enters an environment which is polluted, gradually they are polluted and superstitions are added to them so that the purity of the first day is lost. In this state, neither do they have attractions nor any educational effects. It is here that an infallible leader must always act as a guardian of the authenticity of a school and the being pure of the religious programs alongside it, so that they guard against any deviation, extremism, alien ideas and superstitions, because if religious precepts be without such a leader in a very short period of time, they will lose their authenticity and sincerity. For this reason, Imam Ali says, "Yes, the earth will never be empty of a person who has arisen with the proof of Allah, whether through appearing of being known or being hidden, so that the divine proof and signs not be falsified."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidun Majid.
From the conditions and special qualities of the Imam, now we reach to austerity. We know that those who are captives of the gold and attractions of this world are easily deceived, and it is possible that they deviate from the way of truth and justice. Sometimes this happens by way of greed and sometimes by way of threats, whereby this captive of this world is deviated from the straight path. The imam must be above the possibilities of gifts of this world and not be a captive to it. He, the imam, must be free from any chains or bonds of the material world, from all whims and lusts, from any ambition, from wealth and position, so that he cannot be deceived and influenced, and he then surrender and compromise because of these desires.
Twelve Shiite belief is that each and every one of the 12 imams was designated and appointed by the Prophet himself and reconfirmed with each imam's immediate predecessor. 12 Shiite sources of hadith or prophetic tradition are replete with reports on the authority of the Prophet Muhammad that explicitly state that the number of his successors are 12 and also include each of their names. Some of these reports may also be found in major Sunni collections of hadith, such as Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, although in these sources, the names of the successors are not mentioned, but the number 12 is, including reference to all being from the Arabian tribe of Quraysh, which is the same tribe that that Muhammad himself belonged to. Those of you who are familiar with the Judeo-Christian tradition may find the number 12 interesting as well, as in the case of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, or the 12 apostles or disciples of Jesus. While Sunni traditions would specify that the 12 successors would hail from Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh, 12 Shiites would emphasize that they were to be from the specific clan of Banu Hashim within Quraysh, the immediate family members of the Prophet himself. More so, they would descend from the Prophet's daughter Fatima and her husband Ali, and specifically from their son Al-Husayn. They would come from not Al-Hassan's line, but Al-Husayn's line. 12 Shiites present several historical incidents as proof of the Prophet Muhammad's appointment of Ali as his successor. The most important of these incidents is what is referred to as the event of Ghadir Khum. This incident took place approximately 2 months before the Prophet Muhammad's death. Historians note that after performing the final pilgrimage to Mecca, known as Hajjatul Wada, the Prophet and his companions were returning to the city of Medina. On the way home, the Prophet received a Quranic revelation. Quote, "O Messenger, convey what has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do not, then you will not have conveyed his message, and God will protect you from the people," end quote. At this point, the Prophet stopped at an area between Mecca and Medina known as Ghadir Khum and ordered everyone to gather. He then delivered a sermon in which he declared the following statement, quote, "He whose mawla I am, Ali is his mawla. Man kuntu mawla, fahada aliyum mawla." 12 Shiites would interpret the word mawla here to mean master or leader, and to take this as an explicit designation of Ali as the Prophet's successor. Furthermore, they would suggest that after this announcement, the Prophet Muhammad received another Quranic revelation, quote, "Today I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my blessing upon you, and have approved for you Islam as a religion," end quote. This event would form the primary basis of the 12 Shiite argument of the necessity of the imamate, and specifically the condition of explicit designation or an-nas of the imam. That is to say that the imam must be divinely appointed.
Time flies so fast. That is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we rejoin you on another episode and another interesting topic. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي.
إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي